Man, I've been digging this fucking shit ever since they posted on And they got like, they show tits in their videos. It's on YouTube, I fucking love it.
Like Rammstein?
Yeah. But Glory Hole's worse. Because they shoot fake jizz out of the hole. It's fucking great.
Oh, wow.
And like they're all doing fucking cokey shit in this video.
Boobs! Oh yeah, you can't have titties without coke.
I saw it!
Fucking awesome, dude.
Good damn. Dude, that would be an epic party to be at.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Alrighty, welcome back to Mayhem Misdemeanors Debauchery. It's been a long...
It's been a few weeks. I mean,
it's been a couple weeks, like, since we made an actual podcast.
With all everyone here.
2 weeks.
What?
A top right video. Someone's moving.
No, that's a fucking spider web.
No, a car.
Oh, is that the street? It's the highway.
Oh, it's a highway. Okay.
It's the berm.
Never mind. All right, we're all back.
Maybe you're doing the fucking security.
Man, this ain't doing a good job. You're not watching
the video. I see shit.
You're not doing it.
Okay.
Fuck.
After a short hiatus, we're back. My name's Scott. You know, we got the original crew here, Justin.
Whee!
And Big John. Alrighty. MMD 1 wasn't a success, so right. I'd have to say we raised some money. I whooped Justin's
makes
fat
up for
ass.
Here, or
so
makes that was up good.
Bro! Jesus Christ. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. No, did I tell you what the results back from
bruised
the
ribs, I bet.
Just bruised.
Yeah. It was I was talking to somebody about it. And they're like, dude, he didn't break no fucking ribs. He bruised them.
Well, they don't. Not yet. Yeah, all I got was like.
You would have heard probably a loud crack from that.
No, dude, I'm going to tell you what. If you would have broken a rib, you would have fucking known.
Well, yeah,
well,
usually.
On.
Okay, but you would have fucking known right then. Like, oh, I can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
So
I kind of wish you did because I want to be off work. I've been working an ungodly amount of hours just like John Corey here.
Yeah, but would you be off with pay?
No, but still, I don't care. Right. I make enough money. I'm good. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. That's what I say.
Mm.
All right, I know Justin.
Did you got any bruises? I seen you got a fucking shiner from it. I wish you would have fucking saved that picture.
Oh, I did. You should have saved it.
I know.
I didn't know.
You should have saved it. Because I would have thrown it up on the fucking web, the page.
Yeah, my left eye, like, right under the... You know, the eye hole, whatever, fucking right under the
eyebrow.
On my left eye.
Upper eye,
like, fucking bruised as shit.
Any bruises on the ribs or, like,
no.
On the body?
No,
nothing?
It's completely.
Just fucking pale white still.
Yeah, pale white as fuck as I am. As
well, like they usually say.
The day I was born.
They said, like, as long as the bruising is showing, the worse it is. Like, if you have deep bruising, like, it's like you're more fucked up from it, you know? And that's what he was saying. He's like, oh, I just hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Should just inflate your fucking ego some more.
Yeah,
you piece of
a little
shit.
More. You fat
no,
piece of shit.
Jeez.
Jesus.
Hey, I was
Christ.
Concerned. Okay.
You were concerned. Bullshit. You're sitting there thinking.
He was like,
yeah.
Big old grin on his face.
I'm not
face.
Shit out of
I
fucking
fuck
Irish.
Fuck him up. That's a son of a bitch.
So.
Oh yeah, but we are back. I got some topics. I'm sure that John Corey does. Justin has none. So
Fucking shocker, right?
Movies. Well, yeah. What a big deal.
Big fucking deal.
Oh yeah.
I got a video. I'll turn this motherfucker.
We got microphones.
Have you seen this fucking thing?
What are we watching?
The Bagel Boss.
The Bagel Boss.
Oh my fuck.
No.
Yeah,
oh yeah. Short man central.
Okay, women say, "Oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites. You should be dead. That's okay."
Short man syndrome.
Bro, no, have you not seen this?
I don't know. You think I'm making that shit up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth.
Listen.
You're not God or my father.
You're not.
Or my boss.
Or my boss.
What the?
Or my boss.
Dude,
okay, hold on. Let's talk about that right quick.
This
fucked up order there he's got.
A very short Boston man has.
You're not
short
my.
No,
not
I ain't Boston. He's like. That's
like
a New Yorker. That's a.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember where he said he was.
You
from.
Know I'm a Boston
sure,
god. Oh, my
might be Jersey. Joyzy.
Dude, this guy blew up. He's viral.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
got his own page. I found his page.
Yeah.
He made one like 3 days ago after this happened.
You know that, You know that this is going to lead to a big thing. It might even be short lived, but he's going to be getting like. crazy views. He's going to become like fucking blown up popular.
Well, he made himself look like an asshole.
He did, but this isn't the first time neither. Apparently, he's just an asshole in general. But he's done interviews with people. He goes, dude, I just had a really shitty day. I got fired from my fucking job that week. I owed this much money. I got kicked out of my house. I'm living in my fucking mom's house now.
Living in my fucking mom's house.
In my fucking mom's house.
My mom's house.
And the thing, like, I've heard people talking about it. He says he's 5 feet exactly on the dot.
Jesus Christ.
Like, he's got nobody that'll take sides with him. You know, because if you're a dwarf, like, what's the legal height to be considered?
Like 4 foot idea. three or something?
It's fucking...
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. It's like four foot three.
Ain't that fucking
no,
small.
You know what I mean. It's not fucking... That's no, 5 foot. You're talking about 4'3". It's like 4 foot.
Look it up. Look it up.
It's like 4'3". It's 4'11", 4'10".
There's a chick I knew that was legally... I think Amber Hampton. She got married or something.
She did.
She died, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, she died. But... She was technically considered, I think, legally a midget at that point. Like, I mean...
No, she was, yeah, I remember when I was in grade school, she was really tall. Or not really tall, really small.
Say really tall?
The shit fucking... Oh, my God. I don't think this is the whole fucking video.
No, it's much, much longer.
Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah.
There's one after this fucking guy. Hold on. Let me play the rest of this.
Okay, so some guy comes up to this, like, very short man.
Oh, my God.
And
Well, this is it. This is him. Fucking.
Step outside. You want to step outside?
Watch his feet. Watch his feet. He tippy-toed him a good fucking.
You shut up, dude. No. Got in the tackle.
You shut the fuck up. Tackle him.
Damn.
Bro.
Damn.
Well, yeah, he's causing a scene in a store. Being a fucking idiot.
But he doesn't tackle. That boy could have leaned down and knelt and, like, kneeled down on him.
His face was in his titties. That's the
only way I wish.
He
fucking chest bumped his crotch, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck you gonna do?
Let me feel your balls with my titties.
Let me see here.
The only way that video could have went even better if that guy didn't tackle him, if he just like Sparta kicked him into the fucking bagels.
Dude, yes.
Right in the fucking face, dude. He could.
Would have been even better if that guy would have headbutted him in the dick. Wham!
Oh, yeah, he has that.
So,
advantage.
Oh, the place they did it. No,
crawls under his legs.
Real quick, to officially be classified as a human, or... As having dwarvenism, individuals must have a maximum height of 4 feet 10 inches.
And you have to have a battle axe.
And a battle axe.
And a battle axe.
Gotta be
Gimli. The guy from Lord of the Rings.
Gotta be Gimli in this bitch.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Still
only
counts as one.
Yeah.
But no, so, this happened at a bagel shop in New York. It's called Bagel Boss. That's what it's called. These
bagel
motherfuckers
boss.
Are brutal. The next fucking day, they said if anybody comes in and mentions... The guy that came in and started the shit, you get a free mini bagel.
How many people fucking showed up?
A free mini bagel.
Yeah, a free mini
bagel.
Wow. Oh, God, I got it. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. It's
That's fucked.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to become a viral sensation, just be a fucking cocksucker and, you know, in public.
I don't even think it's that. Because then he came out and said, oh, I'm a comedian and I'm doing this. I'm leading the revolution. For small people who's tired of this shit.
I get where he's coming from, but he's being
he's
so
just
obnoxious
pissed off,
about
dude.
It.
He's
yeah.
pissed off about it.
Yeah, he's pissed. So many girls laugh
just
at his
fucking,
height.
Just that part, and he goes, that's okay?
You should be dead. That's okay? That's okay? That's okay?
Fuck off, that's dude. Okay?
Dude, just that throw.
That's okay?
You put so much oomph into that throw, dude.
Bam!
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking
smirk. I mean, he's not wrong.
With a biting lip.
Dude, like, women gotta put, like, a chest leash on
them? Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father. Or my boss.
They make fucking shirts now
of this guy.
You wanna step out?
Of that fucking quote. You're not God or my father or my boss. And it's like, yeah. And
he needs to get
on
there
boss.
And, like, cash in on all that.
Well,
shit.
He is. Hell, yeah.
Yeah
for
yeah.
sure.
Well, at least he did that. I mean, he zoomed something right.
Just boom, right to the balls.
You shut up,
dude.
You
said,
fuck off.
You
shut
the
fuck
up. Yeah, tackle he went in like down. It was a little wombat.
Yeah.
You know, get over here.
He dropped like a dirty shirt, dude. Right
oh.
Goodness gracious. All right, that was a good
wow. Jeez.
If you're short, don't act like that, please.
No, because
there are ladies
fucking,
that want to find you.
Richie posted a video. Richie, he posted the video. I commented on it.
Wait, Sam's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Richie.
Oh, you're friends with him?
Yeah, on here. On Facebook, yeah. Cool. He posts a bunch of shit and
Yeah, he's awesome. I like him.
So he posted a fight that was going on at this gas station. And this guy's standing up. I don't know, maybe the dude looked tiny as shit. The guy who was over starting shit. And he was like a cholo or some shit. And he's sitting there and he's like, this guy's fucking drunk. And he goes, get the fuck out of my face. And the guy gets his hand right and is like, you get the fuck, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you fucking put your hand in my face again. He goes, I'll come over here, I'll bring a gun and shit. He goes, you fucking talk about bringing a gun at me again. I'm gonna fucking lay you out. And he's like, and he just fucking clocks this dude. Dude is like, again.
The short guy fucking fucks him up.
4'3". Right? No, the tall guy fucks his dude up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
This video, I seen the same video, except this one didn't include him getting hit. So when I said he said something about bringing a gun and shooting him, I watched the whole video and it did not show the guy getting hit. And I'm like, it was a different one than what Richie shared. Somebody else shared.
Don't be a jerk. 101. You get fucked. No one knows.
Wait, and he's pulling his fucking shorts up. This is the same one I've seen.
Look at this guy.
He just keeps doing this. Yeah, he's like
pulling his shorts up. It looks like he's wearing like
I'll post these on the fucking site.
Yeah. Post them all. We're gonna post all these.
He looks like box of briefs.
He looks like he's wearing like Marine shorts, training shorts. They're all so fucking high. Yeah,
it's like them fucking. Is that them shorts that like keep everything up? Like, you know, like the shit women keep to keep them lips from hanging?
Probably.
Yeah. All your favorite artists, dude.
Shut the fuck up. look how short this motherfucker is.
Well, he's standing on a ledge, too, so
I know, but, I mean, even then, he's still looking up at him.
He got little kid status.
He looks like a child.
Can you blow that up?
Like a 10-year-old kid screaming and yelling at you. Alright, we're watching this video now. Let's see. Justice.com. There we go. That's the lady.
Well, I did see this one because the guy behind him comes up.
Uh-oh. Why does he keep like his guard is down?
Bam!
Yeah, he like smacked him. Yeah.
Fuck you.
He does it again.
What are you gonna do?
Boom!
Oh. And that dude comes up and he's like, fuck you, man.
I don't want none of that shit. I don't want none of that shit.
He's like, come on, man.
This motherfucker's out.
He's like, come on, man, get up. He starts to get him up and he's like,
Dude, that guy is out cold. Yeah. He can't even pick him up.
He's dead weight. Yeah.
Did you see that first hit, though?
Yeah, he
slapped
him.
Did he slap him or did
he
slap
him?
He slapped the fucking piss out of him. Bow!
Oh!
Bow!
One more time.
Oh! And that first one connect.
Yeah. He followed up with a second, but like he fell before he can even get him.
You can hear that. That's just...
Dude! Have you guys seen the slapping competition?
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Dude, them videos. This guy, okay, he takes a slap, and it's like... His face isn't even moved.
Like big man.
No, I've seen...
Really
no, no, this guy wasn't even that big.
They go,
no, this dude's like average size. But the thing is, he takes this hit.
Did you take that?
Hit, yeah, well, I still got that, so.
You fucking.
I'm gonna take the other part here in a second.
Alright, go.
But he takes this little hit, and like the guy, his face doesn't even move. And then he looks at the other guy, he hits him. And then the guy like stumbles back, and the ref like catches him. And he holds him back up. And then, so he goes after the other guy again, it's his turn. Boom, he hits him. Same thing, face doesn't even move. He just.
Just stone face.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst thing you can do.
He looks at the guy, and then he just goes, slapped him. I mean, dude, this guy just straight stiffs up, falls back into the restaurant. The ref, like, falls over with him. They get him back up, and he's, like, barely fucking conscious. He's, like, doing one of these, like, zombie style. It's fucking insane to watch this.
Fucking,
what was
so.
It? That's in Russia, ain't it?
Yeah.
They do it here, too.
Well, they do whatever, but, like,
so,
he got famous there.
I got a message from Brett. He was there at the fight.
Right.
Brett. Certible.
Yeah.
He was the goofy motherfucker. So they
said he's fucking with me?
This guy's the goofier one.
Okay.
Shorter. He messaged me about a week later. He goes, look, if you do another one, me and Richard want in and we want to do a slapping competition.
He got them big old dick hands, man. He's gonna knock the fuck out of Richard.
Dude, they said they used to do that shit all the time. I think I remember
Richard,
seeing
you,
it.
But you're gonna get your ass slapped the fuck out.
I don't know. Richard's got them gangly, bony hands.
He
man.
Does.
That's gonna sting.
Well,
Brett does have meaty hands, but
I need to remember who it is.
You aim for that temple for knockout.
Yep. You aim for, and like right here too. You match that.
Oh, if you hit that far, you're getting the fuck. You're getting someone's knocking you the fuck out.
Yeah. That's where you see all these people aim, man. Dude. Yeah.
Me said he wants in on the next one. He said even Richard said he'd be up for it.
Is he gonna follow through though? That's the fucking
question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because if I do another one. If I do another one, it'll be...
that have pussied out.
Yeah, no, I did do Liz! Have... Cough!
Yeah.
Cough, Liz!
Cough,
cough. Hey, bitch, I fucking had to fight a fat behemoth nigger over here. Sorry, excuse my language.
Yeah,
man. Fucked me up. But I got some good hits in. It was a good time. Yeah. Good. At least we raised money. That's the only thing that I care about
gotta be
right now.
Fucking bugs all night.
Yeah, yeah, close the doors. Or windows. But, Get him, John.
Yeah! Oh, look at them all.
They're all flying away.
Yeah, I'll kill you, cocksuckers, later.
Once they think they're going to live.
So that could be happening, everybody.
No, yeah, I want to. If we do another one, I want to shoot for October.
All right.
Yeah, cool weather. Oh, yeah. And vacation days.
Dude, I was wearing jeans. John Carter.
You was fucking up,
dude.
It.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad.
Like, I
woke up already fucked up. And then it was just, I just continued drinking. And it was just not good. Sure like, was. I wasn't fucking... I was not. Are you gonna share it to the?
Yeah, I'm gonna share it to there.
Did you announce that we were doing one today?
No, but they'll fucking know.
Okay.
So the only time I'm gonna announce is if we're going live.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
We're still getting fucking listens. We actually got a few new people in the group.
I get a bunch of listens on the last episode, dude. I got like 25.
Was nice. It some chick?
I know that like five or six of them are mine though.
I found that one. She was from Meet Me. I found her on and. We've been talking, and she's like, yeah, check it out.
Ladies.
Oh, what the fuck was that? Right.
Ladies. I wonder if Terry's ever going to listen.
Oh. Get it right, Terry.
Yeah. Ooh. Terry, you hear Scott say all these bad things.
I'm not saying any bad thing about him. He knows. He knows what's up. I like Terry. Terry's
oh,
my
shit.
Boy.
No.
All these videos we're clicking through.
No, it's... God damn it,
dude. Oh, okay, I got one. I got something. So, you know... Living in different regions of America, you call things different names, right?
Okay.
So like soda and pop, we say soda, right? You say soda?
Yeah, for the most part, I'd say soda.
John Corey, what do you say? Soda?
It don't matter, man. It just whatever feels.
Like, yeah.
Soda.
We're in the Midwest. We're like, we're the fucking epicenter. We're in the.
You go down south.
We're in the middle.
I heard someone say somewhere down south they call everything cola.
Like
everything,
no matter what?
No matter what. Everything's
give
cola.
Me a cola.
Give me that Sierra Miss cola.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That ain't cola, motherfucker.
I said a cola.
They
give them.
What
they
am I
going to
drink my whiskey with?
Yeah,
what kind of fucking backwards pageantry is that shit?
Yeah,
man?
They give
the
him Coca-Cola, and he's like, what the fuck did I ask for? You said cola. Oh! He starts freaking out. No. Well, okay, another one. Fireflies or lightning bugs?
Kind of both.
I've heard lightning
honestly,
bugs.
It's...
I'm mainly lightning bugs.
I'd say it's 50% for me.
Fire beetles.
Lightning bugs.
I mean, it all depends on, like, the sentence.
I normally say...
I'm going to turn this down on low, because it's, like... His fucking nasty hot-ass breathing is polluting the goddamn... Yeah,
green gases and then from Justin's mouth.
The
dude,
rotten-ass
fucking that
fucking
game, man.
Goddamn.
That game.
He's eating Holly's butthole out, and then it's just
dude, the game.
Oh yeah, so World War Z.
I jumped on Xbox this morning, seeing it was downloaded, and I was like, oh, I'm not fucking watching. I'm not playing this.
I already played it. It's good.
Oh, I'm playing it, but it was like I fucking got home at 6, and I was watching.
Oh yeah.
I was eating my pancakes and
eating my fucking
leftover peanut butter and jelly, and just oh man.
Interrupt my eating!
I was sitting there watching Breaking Bad. It's like, I'm going to restart
Great show.
It's me and Adam, dude.
It's
me and Adam.
I see you guys had it out.
Jesus fucking Christ,
I got to wait until I pay my phone bill.
I can't fucking do shit. I mean, Adam can't post nothing without me fucking getting on his ass, man.
Wait, what's going on? So you and Adam are having a little feud?
No, not like
that,
but like anything. Like the Blair Witch thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, you both like very. Adam's
very. We're both
opinionated.
Very opinionated, but especially when it comes to movies and shit.
He'll say
I'm gonna throw
my
2 cents into it. It comes to politics and shit. It's like not worth my fucking time.
Right. All right.
So no one's gonna change their mind. At least I can change somebody's mind on a fucking movie or a show.
Yeah.
You know.
Not Adam.
Oh, I fuck. Oh, shit. Watch me. Well, yeah, on the fucking,
Blair Witch.
Well, no, we were arguing on The Sopranos, or the Breaking Bad's better than Sopranos, and I said, let me tell you why that's a bunch of bullshit right there.
Really?
Well, they put up a poll.
Because it was,
what was the best crime-based drama? And it was a tie between the two.
Is it like just like Breaking Bad, like super drama, like fucking intense as fuck? Because I mean, I watched Breaking
Bad.
Yeah, it was the only actual show that I watched.
How many fucking seasons Breaking Bad had? Was it's five?
Too much.
Yeah,
it was four or five. Well, no, Sopranos was up to like eight.
No, yeah, I mean, Breaking Bad could have like cut out like two seasons of filler.
That's what I was trying to fucking tell him about.
It was a lot of character building.
He goes, the ending. No, that was the argument about it. He goes, the ending of Sopranos, spoilers, sorry.
I already know.
I'm
thinking about it.
It's the Sopranos, it's a fucked up ending. Not like fucked up, it's just,
I heard something
here's
about
this,
cut
and
to
it
black.
Cuts.
Cut to black.
Yeah,
I know that, because
it's not like Sopranos when it cut to black. Sitting there saying, what did he call it? It was a cop out, pretty much.
Because
it gives you like room to think, what happened, and I found some shit.
Did the guy come in? Did he kill him?
That would make me mad.
Did the guy come in? Did he kill him? Yeah, exactly.
Shut your face.
Yeah, no, it's the ending is.
The show's been done for long enough.
The ending is this.
I want to watch it now because
him and his family go into a restaurant.
Okay.
And Journey's playing. Don't Stop Believing. And he's sitting there eating enough onion rings. And one by one, his family comes in. And as soon as his daughter comes in, he looks up and just black.
That was it?
That's it.
That's.
But there's other shit inside the whole of it all that you have to connect together.
Yeah.
There's a lot of thinking that goes into that.
So it makes you want to, like.
I'm pretty sure I'm in, like, season three or four, and so far, it's been nothing but fantastic. Yeah. Like,
I'm diving into it.
Now,
is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
I got Amazon Prime. Right?
Now,
I downloaded it on my Xbox.
And fucking Adam goes, Breaking Bad was phenomenal. The ending was great. It had so much closure. I said, no, it fucking didn't, dude.
It did.
No, it didn't.
Have you watched
Breaking Bad? Okay, think about it like this. What did Walter White die from in the end?
What did he die
from? And then you get people like, oh, you don't know if he's dead or not.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Spoilers. Okay, no, seriously. No, he died from, it's been a while. Wasn't he shot?
That's why I'm fucking redoing
like
it
now.
Like,
he fell down, and then, like, he was bleeding. And, like, he sat there on the floor, but Jesse was still alive. Jesse escaped.
And that's what I say...
Those are
Sam,
mine, by the way.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Smoke up, Johnny! So I was like, dude, there's no closure into it. All right, now think about it like this. Jesse just fucking... His Walter saves him.
Yes.
Walter goes off, dies.
Yes.
All right? What the fuck happens to Jesse?
Does he go on
and become the kingpin?
That could.
Then?
That would leave it open. That would leave it open for a new possible.
But they didn't.
Not yet.
Nothing.
Maybe.
It's been long enough. Fuck no.
But I mean, whatever. Like, that could be open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the Sopranos cut to black, that is
no,
fucking
because even
cut.
In the fucking film,
bad.
Or in the film, the whole series.
Yeah.
There's tidbits that connect to the last episode up to like season five.
Yeah.
All the way to forward, it connects to the
this
end of the episode.
Brought to you by Mike's Hoard.
No, let's go with this even. Okay, before we continue on this, I showed Scott the episode.
Oh yeah, the
mother.
Face.
She dies.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like
hyperimposed. He looks so fucking hard.
Everything's not moving as you see her face.
Yeah, she's
it's like the body is not connected to the face at all.
Yeah,
it just doesn't look natural.
He's shooting this and she goes,
the body is doing this and she's just like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It just looks fucked up. It's not natural in any way, shape, or form.
It's so fucking hilarious. And then she's like, when she goes like that, when she's like, when Tony talks to her and she's just like, does one of these, you know, it reminds you of, like that's what she does, and then you see her face doing it, and her face is moving.
Think about how far that was shot in what, 2004?
Yeah, it was an old show.
Probably that season, 2004, 2005. Think about what they do now, like with that Star Wars movie they did, and the what's her name fucking died. The chick who played Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah.
Hyperimposed her face. It was, like, all CGI, and they used her like that. And they de-aged her back from the 70s, the first one, and put it into, what was that, Rogue One?
Yeah.
And shit like that. And they brought all the people that had died, that had fucking died from back then, back to Rogue One that was, you know, they just CGI'd their shit. I mean, back then they didn't have that fucking technology to, like, make her fucking face go with the body, you know.
Whoa.
Fucking Tony.
Yeah.
You know I don't like that language.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just,
I love it.
They took that directly from one of the episodes where he came in and he's like, you know what, that's it. He's like, you know, he got pissed at her.
Yeah.
It's basically when he, like, disowned her. You know, he was like, you know, this, and this. And that was some of my favorite shit was seeing when she came in and talked to his uncle.
Right.
About, like, whatever. She was out of her mind, basically.
Fucking Junior?
Yeah, and Junior was, like, putting that hit out.
Yeah. On Tony?
Yeah. And then that just went all fucking sideways and... I was like, oh my god, man. And I mean, there's a lot of drama shit I've seen, but when you combine, like, drama with, like, gangland shit, like, it just makes for, like, the perfect fucking series. Like, and I mean, I've seen some drama shit. Like, I've watched, what was that medical shit? It's with the fucking... The doctors and the fucking hospital.
Don't wave them in here, motherfucker!
Out, asshole.
You waved like 20 of them in here.
Stop smoking.
One of your fucking sister watches?
Yeah. What's that?
Fucking no.
The one Chelsea watches with the doctors and shit, the medical hospital. It was like Mercy's.
Grey's Anatomy.
I watched that. And, I mean, until I got to a certain part,
that's a chick
I stopped
show,
watching
and if
the show.
You're not a chick watching it, you're a faggot.
No. The show is actually...
Oh, Justin watches it.
I have. I've watched it up until, like, season 6 or 7 or some shit like that. It was a really good show, but then the characters, they killed off certain characters, and it just went downhill from there. He just came in...
Yeah, he's inside.
Fucking frog, dude.
No, he's inside. He's gonna fucking come out. He's gonna be...
He's gonna jump right on inside.
Your wiener, you better just pick him up.
We got a frog in here.
Close it.
Why would you hold it, you fucking idiot?
How do you get between?
Because he was on this side of the fucking window.
Because he's a frog.
Just fucking crack it.
Darn dang crack old hot.
Crack that window. So you get, like,
unlock it.
There you go.
Fuck you.
Just crack it. Place. Oh, my God.
So many bugs on that side from the right.
It's a hole in my shirt.
Oh my god!
I thought it was a bug.
Brought to you by Scott Scream.
I got some fucking shit. I think I got some shit. Do we want to talk about the list of shit I got planned?
Yeah.
So here we go. We got a bundle of barrel full of monkeys. Plan for all you fellas.
What's the drawing?
That is a tattoo I'm working on probably this week.
Huh.
The pit bull with the Puerto Rican flag.
Puerto Rican pit bull, baby! Woo!
Shut up, Billy! Fuck, love you!
Oh. Do you think you guys can pull off a sober October?
No.
I could.
At all. Even if there's a money thing involved.
Yeah, he can't because he has no money, but I can.
If we throw $100 each on a fucking pot,
Scott's gonna lose.
I'm gonna lose.
Immediately.
I am an alcoholic, everybody.
So we'd be splitting it, you and me, half and half.
You know, you go 1 month, that'd be your fucking clean and sober month.
I think the most Scott's ever gone.
The most I've gone was 2 weeks.
Fucking wrecked all November.
I mean, it probably won't take much because his fucking tolerance will probably shrink, like...
Yeah, it goes down really quick. It's surprising. Like, if I stop drinking for even, like, a week...
He'll probably die from the hangover.
No, I'll be fine. Like,
the shock
but,
of
I mean,
other
it's,
liquids
it's, like,
in
mentally, it's like, I want to fucking get drunk. Like, it's just... I don't know. The only thing that, like, broke me from my 2 week cycle a long time ago was fucking Justin. We went to that house with that guy that eventually died. Remember? that guy, we went to the house. It was back at when we were at the party house.
And is this the guy that put a gun on you?
No. Wait, what?
No.
What?
I thought y'all got pulled a gun pulled on you by some fucking crack dealer
or some shit like that. You're the one who fucking told me about that one.
What the fuck are you talking about, Justin?
Are you talking about Blue?
Maybe. Oh, I don't know.
No, Blue never pulled a gun.
This one looked like Rita had one.
He had one on his lap.
That you thought the guy was going to come and rob your shit?
Oh, no, we were talking Rose.
Rose, that's it, not Rita.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that guy. I wasn't scared of that fucking guy.
Scott was a dickbag and left me and Nick there to get robbed. And then
he went and got some pussy, and then
we went to the strip club on Christmas Eve. And Scott was like, oh, I don't want to go to that. So we go there with, like, minimal money. We had free passes to get in, and we had probably $10 for, like, both of us. $10 for him, or for Nick, $10 for me. So I'm, like, so sparing on, it's like a singles. And I'm like,
I made
a house out of it. And I built the house up at the beginning. And then, it was like a log cabin, like, leaking logs. And then, so I took them off, and then I just, like, very sparingly handed her, like, the dollar. Here you go, baby.
You gotta snag one here and there.
Yeah.
She's not looking at it. Just give it back to her.
The funny thing. Nick,
hold on. You got change? Hold on.
She left money down on the thing because she didn't grab it. Nick grabbed, like, two of them back and, like, put it back on his house. We were both building houses, and he took back, like, two logs and, like, put it back up there. And I'm like,
oh, man.
Wow, I should have thought about that because she didn't even look. I'm telling you, dude. Yeah. If you're going to go to a strip club, just go. And we were at Larry Flint's that night. And, like, I've only been to two in my life. I've been to Hollywood, and I've been to Larry Flint's.
Larry Flint's is a show.
And
Larry Flint's suck?
Yeah.
It was a bad one. I've
only been to one.
Now, I might have been there on a good day.
That was with Logan and Dalton.
Was it fucking Roxy's or something?
Roxy's, yeah.
Oh, God, talking about a shithole, dude.
Like, I was there with Kendall.
I was supposed to be there with Miss Kitty's.
I was there with Kendall. Dude, okay. Sum it up real quick. We showed up, and, of course, Kendall being the
Kendall
he is. He was trying to, like, hit on, like, the one white stripper girl there, because all of them else were not white. It was really bad, dude. Like, it was just, like, really bad. Fucking Alex was there. I remember Alex, like, laying down on the fucking, like, strip, you know, the thing.
Yeah, close it.
And, he was laying down, and he had a $5 bill in his, like, mouth, and the girl, like, bent down and picked it up with her,
the clappers?
Yeah, clappers. She picked it up.
With her balls?
With her...
yeah.
And she got that super tight finisher.
She teabagged Alex.
She vacuumed. Yeah. She vacuum sucked up that honey with her asshole.
Hold on. I was really, really, really fucking drunk this entire time. Because back then...
Once he got in a fight, didn't he?
Yeah. Let me get to that. It was really bad, dude. I was just, like, blasted drunk. Because I was very shy back then, just like I am now. But I was just like, I'm gonna fucking...
You fucking didn't even kill. He's alive.
Get him!
Oh, he's dead.
Nice pissed.
Fuck him.
Still alive.
Fuck him if he can't.
Are you
shooting
the mics?
I don't care. Anyway, so like...
Police, open up!
Yeah. Oh, FBI!
Brought to you by Scott killing that bug with his dick.
I got skills, ladies. Call me up.
You got a bug on your shoulder. Right there. No, it's big. It's big.
I know you're lying, fat ass. All right, so anyway, like, I remember seeing Alex with, like, some, like, stuff on his face.
Oh, God.
And there was black light, obviously, everywhere.
Oh, God.
And, like, it was, like, glowing, like, yellow on his face. So I didn't know what it was.
Dude. John's just like, oh, man.
Hold it together, bud.
I'm good.
But, like, I remember seeing that, and I was just like, oh, geez. And then, like, I just sat in the booth, because, like, the majority of the time I was at the bar.
It's either two things. It's what? Her juices, or it's a dude's juices.
Shut your face.
No, it's either going to be some shit or some Astro Glide.
No, if it's showing up on that, it only reacts to, like, black lights and stuff, it reacts to, like, sperm.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was yellow. I remember it being yellow. Anyway, but it was all over, it was, like, on the, like, one side of his face, like, all the way down. But I was just like,
we all laughed. Rox is the one in Outwards in the Ghetto, right?
I don't remember getting there. It was like
starts with a B.
What was his name? His name was Dalton. Yeah. His name was Dalton, right? The guy that always shows up is big ol' ears. It was
shows up where.
He was at the fight.
Is that his name, Dalton?
Not Dalton.
What are you talking about?
Blonde dude, I think.
He has his ears kind of big. He was friends with Logan.
Denver?
Denver. Started with the D. I'm sorry. Not Dalton. His name is Denver. But he went with us. Right. But he was the one driving. And I remember being...
Oh, was that the fight night?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I was in the back seat, right? We're on our way to this place, and I'm just, like, passed out drunk. Denver's driving, like... fucking 120 miles an hour flying down this back street, and I remember like Kendall waking me up. He's like, dude, I'm scared, he's driving too fast. And I look over at him like dude, it's gonna be fine, dude. No,
they're trying to get Scott to respond.
And then I just like fell back asleep, and he's just like, no, please help. So eventually I woke up. I was like, Denver, you're scaring fucking Kendall, please slow down, man. I mean, I know you're doing good, but just like slow down.
Oh, Scott's even fucking able to like get a serious face at that point and be like, hey guys.
Yeah. And well, I told him. So, I mean, all right. But we showed up. That shit happened to Alex. Whatever. So, I was at the bar the whole time. And then I walked over and then I seen Kendall. He was at this big old booth. But he was talking to this one, you know, the one white chick, right?
Right.
One white stripper. And then I go and sit next to Kendall. Kendall just immediately just kind of does this. Because he knows I'm going to fuck with him. Like, he knows. He's like, oh God. He knows drunk me. So, I decide to lend him a hand and just be like, all right, I'm not going to fuck with him this time. So I sit down and I just listen. And they're all talking, just small talk bullshit. Kendall's trying to make a fucking girlfriend at the fucking strip club. What a fucking great idea that was. And then
you get people like that all the time, dude. Dylan, we were friends with Dylan. I don't know if you remember him. He was the guy that shot himself.
Oh, yeah, in LA. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We went to, like, the second strip club I went to. He was, like, hardcore pressing this fucking waitress.
He spent all that money, didn't he?
I think it was him? Maybe.
We're talking, like, a lot of money.
No. That was Devin.
Yeah. You were saying Devin, he spent, like...
Bro, Devin maxed out, like, 2 credit cards in one night. And we left his ass there.
That's why they don't go to strip clubs.
Oh, yeah. I back then I was like, yeah, strip club's awesome. Now it's like,
I mean, it sounds like
I'd rather just go home, wank off, and fucking go to bed.
Exactly. Better experience there, and you save so much more money.
The VR, baby.
Yeah, I'm just gonna headset. I'm just gonna virtually fuck my dick.
I'm gonna look into that. Get a flashlight.
Oh, just talk to Wacko,
VR,
baby.
Yeah, Wacko. There
smart
you go.
Moves. Yeah, talk to Wacko. He already has the full setup, and you know he probably got all them.
He's got the fucking dick pump that like you put it on, and he's like. Oh, and it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just it's a rabbit suction cup, and it just fucks your dick automatically.
Oh, yeah! Just,
like,
anyway, so I'm sitting at the booth, right, with Kendall and this other broad.
We're going to have to get Wacko, like, on into the group. Into
Wacko, you're fucked. The end.
No, dude, he's racist. Fuck him.
Wacko ain't racist.
He's racist as fuck.
Yeah, I remember.
You don't like black folk.
Does he?
We convinced him for a while that John was black.
Oh, I forgot about it.
For like 2 weeks.
He'd sit there and like spout off him. Like, I hate fucking black people. Like, yo, bro, what the fuck's up? Well, like the most ghetto fucking voice I got. But.
He works with a lot of black people.
Yeah, and it wasn't even. Well, here's the thing, though. Even on certain nights where he would act like. So he'd go to work and he'd be talking to certain people. And this is, you know, Smart told me this. He's like,
is he really racist?
No. Here's the thing, though. He's the type of person where he's racist, or he might be the certain acting way.
Well, he's just like every other
when
human
he's by
being.
Himself.
Everyone's racist to some extent.
No, when he's by himself, he'll be like, okay, yeah, fuck this, you know, this certain way. Yeah. But when he's around them, he's like a people pleaser. He wants to, like,
he wants them to
be on their side, or he wants them to be friendly towards him.
He wants to, yeah,
I mean, he might as well. He might as well just pull down their pants and just choke their dick down
their wiener
right then and there.
Anyway, hold on. Here's the end, real quick. So I'm sitting there, Kendall, white stripper, and then like I'm fucking drunk as fuck, and so is, I mean, Kendall's like more sober than me, but he's so interested in her, so we don't know about our surroundings. Like all of a sudden, there's this like we're all sitting, me and Kendall are sitting together, we're facing her, and then behind her. Everyone starts pouring outside. A bunch of people went outside and to the left. And then she goes like this. She looks back, looks at us with like a O face, and goes, You need to help your friend.
Oh, that's when shit went down.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always thought that was in a... At like fucking what the PTs? Not in Sauget, but there was another PTs out there, and I think there was.
Wasn't it PTs? It probably was. PTs.
Yeah, but you said it was Roxy's.
I don't remember. All right, like I was fucked.
No, yeah, because I remember it was like they
PTs
said it was like
and Roxy's sound
pyramid
like
of pleasure. It was there was two right next to each other. I can't remember what the fuck it was called. It's not Centerville. It's not maybe it's Centerville.
It probably is Centerville. The only thing Centerville's where PTs at. I think
is driving down this long. Two-lane road with, like, woods on each side.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it?
And you come up, and PTs? You come up, and the first strip club is on your right.
Yes. Yeah.
And the other one is, like, you can see it straight ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think PT? That's Centerville. The one above you is PT's. The other one was, like, six other fucking places.
It was called PT's.
The one I remember was called Pyramid of Pleasure.
Pyramid of Pleasure. Yeah. I'll take it Pleasure.
I remember that name. Oh, yeah. So she looks back. She looks at us. She says that. The only thing that clicks in my head is just like, friend in need, go time.
Right.
So I just like, hands on the table, I get, like I'm drunk, so I'm ready to fight someone. Little 140 pound year old me, whatever the fuck. So I get up, I'm ready, I'm just ready. I'm like, who the fuck is it? I don't care. So I'm ready, I run out, Kendall's right behind me. We walk out, and then I look to the left, immediately to the left on the ground. Denver is already on top of this dude, just drilling him in the fucking head. Bam, 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 bam. He's just like fucking hitting him. And like, I look around, everyone's like, and I was just like, no.
Yeah, kick his fucking ass.
I was like the most drunk of them all. So I was just like cheering on the whole time. I was like, kick his fucking ass. And then like, I was like, yeah, Denver. I was hopping up
like
and down.
I was hyped.
Like yeah, Logan was there too.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm saying. Like the same
like,
night,
he was out there kind of
the
like
the Logan Bradford thing. Like
oh.
The same night.
Oh no,
the same
no. Look, but I mean, like Logan was out there. He, I mean, you know, he didn't like. No one needed to jump in. Denver had
right.
He fucking got him. So we're all just sitting there, just watching, laughing, and then the bouncer, he's a big motherfucker, big old guy, and then he goes, big old beard, and he goes, well. I'm going to tase him if someone doesn't get him off him. And then the only big enough person at the time was Kendall. He was like, shit. So I know I can't pull Denver off of this fucking guy. So
I didn't
Kendall,
know Kendall was even there, man.
Yeah. He was there. He was there.
Well, no, the story I always heard was that it was you, Logan, Miller, Denver. I never remember.
No, it was me, Kendall, Denver, Alex,
and Logan.
Logan.
Yeah.
That's us five. Because there were three of us in the back seat, two in front.
Yeah.
That's how it was. But fucking Kendall rode up, fucking grabbed Denver by the, you know, the mid-body and
right.
Just like threw him off. He's like, you're okay, we're all right. And then the guy, like, everything cooled down. They're like, we're like, oh, cow, yeah, we got to get the fuck out of here. Because they were trying to call the police or something. But what happened was, like, the whole thing that started this, apparently, was Denver, we're at a strip club, right? We're having fun. But this dude decided to bring his old lady to the strip club, which is fine.
But she looked
like a stripper. But she dressed really slutty, like, so she looked like a stripper. So he thought it was fair game. He thought it was just a regular working lady. Pretty much. He just grabbed her ass and kind of looked at her and smiled. And then the guy looked over and then he goes, oh, don't touch my blah, 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 my old lady. And then he goes, well, she shouldn't be dressing like that. And it escalated from there, and then that's when the bouncer was like, take this outside. So they were able to duke it out, and Denver whooped this fucking dog shit out of him. That was a fucking good-ass time.
Dude.
No, and the bad thing is, I remember getting that phone call that night, being like, yo, we're going to the club, come on out.
You should have went, Chuck.
I don't have any fucking money.
You would have.
I remember you telling me about that.
I remember that, clear as day, because Denver called me.
Yeah.
Of all people, Denver was the one that called me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I don't have any money, man. I can't go. Oh, all right, man. And I went to bed. And I hear about this shit like 3 months later.
Right.
I was like, what the fuck, bro?
So get this shit.
It blew up.
I'm still in the military at the time.
Different
strip club story.
Okay.
So there was a mission. They're like, all right, tomorrow we're going to have like three of you guys stay here at the armory.
Tomorrow we're going to kill
in East St. Louis. Which we're like, okay, I've never stayed over there with just three people. Okay, I've always stayed there with like the entire fucking unit.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. It's just three of us. He goes, make sure you guys lock the gate, all that shit, and then, you know, you guys go inside, lock up. I'm okay. So me at this time, I'm like, I haven't even been there that long. I'm like, okay, it's gonna be legit. We're gonna go inside, go to sleep, wake up, go to this armory, or go on this mission. No, did not go that way. The guy was like, all right. Both these two dudes I was with, both black, and one guy was like Belleville black, like proper, like no, we're talking like fancy neighborhood, like yeah, we're talking yeah, Alfred, yeah. So he was raised like with money and all this other shit. So the guy he's always like gangstering it up while we're there, and it's hilarious because we all know. He doesn't live that
his,
lifestyle.
He holds right. His so he's like, sideways.
He goes, okay, we're gonna meet one of our buddies at the casino. Okay, so we go to the boat.
Okay.
So we end up at the boat. I have no money. I'm still waiting for my my AT money to come.
Ain't nothing fucking changed.
My AT money, which is like it's gonna be like $1,000-something. I'm waiting for that to come in because I just finished that. It takes like 2 weeks. So I told him, I said, hey, I don't have this money, but he goes, I'll get you on some drinks. I said, okay, cool. So I end up going with him.
What a surprise.
This guy drops three.
Justin has no money.
No. He buys me a double shot Jack and Coke from the casino. So it's like $5 or some shit.
Okay.
I drink this drink, and by the time I'm done with it, he drops like $400, $300-$400, whatever, yep, at the fucking blackjack table. In between the time I finished, and I finished drinks, quit. Dude, he was done. He came back, he looked at me, he goes, he just looked down, and I'm like, oh, like I already knew right off the bat. So then we're like, okay, let's leave from here. We go to the Oz.
It's not a good idea.
We go to the Oz. And he's like, okay. So we go to the Oz, and we meet up with this other guy.
Dude, I hate
this guy's name is like Yuland or something. Really even more proper black guy. Like white black. We're talking like...
You mean a normal person.
Right, yes, exactly. He has respect. He has like... he has job etiquette. It's perfect. It's almost
well, I mean,
same.
Most old school black guys are actually yeah.
Well, that's
like
how
that.
He was almost.
They're like cool. They're,
so
you know,
this guy... We meet up there.
Hardworking...
Me and him...
Guys. They're
we're sitting... They
men.
Got beer pong tables set up. So me and this Yulin guy, we're sitting over there... Playing beer pong, you know, it's going, you know, normal night, because I'm just like, I'm not much of a club guy, I'm a house party guy. Going there drinking, fucking playing beer pong, whatever. This other dude, he's out there, he's already blown more money. We're talking to probably his whole check. What he already bet on top of what you're buying in the Oz, like, he's buying shit, like, having it brought to him, which is even more money. And I'm like, I don't even know how he's doing it. So then finally, we said, fuck it, we end up leaving from there. We go to Hollywood. Afterwards.
Hollywood,
now,
baby!
I have never been to a strip club at this point, and he knew this when we walked in. So we walk in,
hey,
and we
hey,
see
whoa,
this chick.
Real quick, walking into the strip club for the first time is just like playing
like
Metal Gear Solid for the first time. You don't know what you're fucking doing.
Yeah, the alarms go off.
The very first, like, you have no idea.
Hide under a box!
No matter how much you know... You know what I mean? Like, I walked in there like a fucking deer in the headlights.
The
they know.
Every
They're
place
like,
I've
oh,
went,
newbie.
Every Oops. Place I've seen, they've said, unless you pay for like the extra, the $150, $300, you don't go to the back, you know,
right.
You don't touch. So I'm like, okay.
Some are different.
I'm like,
some
okay.
are different.
Yeah, this place, so I've always heard this about Hollywood. They said, yeah, they said, don't touch.
It
when they walked in, even the bouncer was like, don't touch. Okay, cool. Well, he goes,
some girls
this is his first time in the
touching,
place.
I was fingering.
Yeah. We sat down.
I wasn't touching. I was doing
we
this.
We sat down, and this guy, his name's Hoover. He comes in, and he looks. He goes, this is this guy's first place. Loud as fuck. I looked over, and I was like, oh. And all of a sudden, this chick comes over. She's like, she is a tan goddess. Like,
yeah.
I mean, she looks so good. She comes over. I'm just like, oh my god, this chick looks fucking awesome.
Right.
But then I
she
already
is
know.
Fucking
I
hot
already
as fuck.
Know. I'm like,
fuck her butthole hard.
I already know. I'm like, she's a stripper. So, I mean, she's already probably fucking destroyed, you know, 6 ways from Sunday. You know? So I'm like, okay, whatever.
She's loose.
So
as
she's like,
the
dancing
fucking day is long, baby.
She's dancing in front of me. No, here's the thing, though. I mean, she's basically. She, like, strapped it all the way down. She's. Butt bare ass naked. She's took everything off.
Fuck
she's dancing right
naked.
There in front of me, and I'm just kind of looking up. I'm like,
looking up. He's looking at the ceiling. Right. I'm not doing this.
No.
I'm still
no.
a good Christian
because
boy.
The stage was like sit down. The stage was still probably
here.
Right here. So I'm kind of looking up because she's dancing right there. Next thing I know,
her coochie goes
she in her literally mouth. No, I'm not kidding you. She kneels down and she's talking to me, and then she's like, put your hands up, and I'm like, what? And then she's like, yeah, put your hands up. So I put my hands
immediately
up. She just puts her ass like right in my hands, and I'm like, oh. Okay, so she's moving
that
around.
Spread!
She's moving that around.
Spread!
Then she turns around. She lays down. Full, like, spread eagle right in my face. She's, like, grinding my face. See, and I'm like, this is my first experience. I just had no idea. Every place is generally on
every
the
fucking strip club.
That's a solid fucking experience.
That is a good. That is a good.
So I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
how many have you been to now?
Two.
That's I've it. Been to one.
How many times?
Just one.
Twice.
That's it. You've
yeah.
only been to
yeah.
one.
Been to one.
Been
to one. Twice.
Just
damn,
panties.
Dude, I'm a piece of shit then. I used to go. I've been to about four or five of them now.
Right.
That's well, different. That's different clubs. I've been.
We can.
Probably about 10-15 times. No, I do now. Nowadays, I just don't. I don't see the point.
Right, right. Maybe it's like a bachelor party or something.
Yeah,
it might
if you're doing that,
but
oh,
yeah,
if you got plenty of fucking money and shit like that, awesome. But nowadays, I don't see the fucking point. The first time I went, dude, Logan came back on a...
Logan!
On leave, or he came back from camp or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was first time back. It was the same thing with the... Was it around the same time we went to the strip club?
That one, the one you did, I think it was.
Yeah, so it was right after baseball.
So it was, no, this training. Was best, it was before yours, because none of us have been, Miller hadn't been, I've never been. I don't think even,
Oh, yes,
Logan
was right before he was ready to
Logan
like
paid for
like, or was it like on
I don't remember
that,
exactly.
Logan paid for all, me and him. It was like, here's a 20 each, do what you need. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, cool, man.
So, we, and it's Pyramid of Pleasure now. The one that the fight happened at.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and I had, at that time I had this Misfits, you know the Misfits skull.
Yeah.
It was like a knit hat, but it came down as a mask.
Oh, okay.
And it was a white, you know, and I walk in and this oh my
wait,
god.
Wait, was it
dude.
Black with like the
it was
white
black
skull?
With the white paint.
Oh, okay.
Oh
the
yeah.
Skull.
Gotcha, yeah.
And it had the eyes cut out where you can it's like a mask.
Okay.
So.
A bakla.
Yeah, something like that. So I walk in, and oh my god, dude. Like I said, this is my first club. She goes, oh my, this chick, out of like fucking nowhere, goes, oh my god, I love that fucking hat. I'll give you a free lap dance for it.
She just give her?
I gave her the fucking hat. Yeah. And this chick.
Just went.
She was
bow.
Thick.
Bow.
Not short, not 5 foot motherfucker here short, but like, I had about a foot on her.
Okay.
All right.
How tall are you?
Just, I'm 6'4".
Okay, so you're yeah, you're my
same boy.
He's Sean's height.
She was tatted. Like I remember, dude.
Oh,
I still
awesome,
remember.
Awesome.
She had koi fish and shit tatted all down her leg. She had the whole
cool.
emo look, dude.
What
she looked
look
like a suicide girl.
Love
for
it.
Sure.
I love it. I
and
love
she's
it.
Like, "I'll give you a lap dance for that hat." And dude, that's my fucking first time going. I walked in immediately, got a lap dance.
You know, this chick had
for
the
hat.
Same thing. Sweet. She but she was tan. She had the koi fish.
You had a peel
to
the ladies.
On her leg.
No, this was on her thighs.
Oh, on her thighs? Okay,
yeah.
She had one, like, down
better,
on her.
Better, yeah.
She had the fishnets and everything to go
ooh,
with it.
Ooh.
Man!
So the basic, ooh. Yeah, the
and then she
died girls.
From overdose, so there we go. No,
oh,
I'm
oh, God, you know.
End the podcast, this is...
Oh, no, dude, we still got shit to talk about. We can do another one.
Yeah,
yeah
I'd say we do another
we're
one.
We're going to do
we're having
a,
fun.
Yeah. This is going very, very well. Let me move this for you.
So we got about 6 minutes left.
Let's
in
talk
this
about
podcast.
One thing because this is the one I think we're going to get a fucking lot of
which
shit
one?
On.
We're going to have part two.
Rock, paper, scissors, taser, ball, shoot.
I don't think Scott will do it.
You won't
sure.
do it.
I can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Really?
All right, I'm not talking about shooting somebody. I'm talking like, let's get an airsoft gun.
I'll do it.
Like that.
Now, where,
I,
is
I,
it, where
I
are we aiming the airsoft gun?
But no, obviously center mass or
center
something.
Mass.
Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no.
No heavy clothing. Loose shit.
Well, no,
or
you'll
not,
feel
regular
clothing.
Regular
I have
wear.
A airsoft gun at the house. All I need is a CO2 tank. That's it.
Fuck that, dude. I'll just go to Walmart and get one for like $15.
We'll
and
be
like
able to get
this.
When you buy the CO2 tank, it's literally
okay,
less than
you,
that.
Well,
okay.
Hold on.
And these ones shoot harder.
Justin, we need
the spring ones.
Justin,
so.
We need to figure out how to turn this into profit for our podcast.
Oh,
because,
so.
Because I've been paying. John Corey has been paying. Justin has not. He's there just like a empty carcass of a fucking
right.
piece of shit
yes.
of human being.
Yes.
So, I'm just kidding. I love you, Justin.
No, so we got this set up now. Anchor.
Yeah, we need
up.
More pod.
They
equipment.
Can, people can get on Anchor now and donate to the show.
has anybody?
Not yet, because I haven't mentioned it till just now.
Okay, cool.
So, and I'll probably post something about it.
Right.
So
it won't even be much if everybody
they
just
donate
like,
for whoever likes it. Yeah, donate to it, and we'll
any,
fucking
like $5 or something.
No. Hold up.
Doesn't matter.
Any money posted, donated to this podcast will all be towards equipment for this podcast. We're not profiting off this for our own.
Yeah.
Well,
that won't be
we're
until we actually start
to...
making money from.
That's
the
when the
show.
Cocaine's and hookers come.
Yeah,
yes.
Cocaine's
yes.
and hookers coming.
Yeah.
But
you're,
no.
You're moaning and a lot of snoring.
Everything will be like, you know, this is, you know, me and John Corey, except for Justin faggot ass. Hard earned money has been going to equipment to the podcast.
So, no,
so we're doing
I
good.
Got a child
so
prepared.
Also, I got
baby.
A setup for t-shirts
baby
and
baby
shit.
Baby boy.
We got a setup for t-shirts, so. If we get, we can make about 20 of them with our logo and shit, and we'll sell them out for about.
We need to wait until we make it like cool, man. I want our shirts to look wicked.
Honestly,
you know
that
I mean?
Fucking
the three
things like
the,
that. I fucking, I slapped them together to where it's like all connected.
Oh, you did it already?
We could do something like
you
that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I did it on the phone.
I don't have a
phone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All
like,
that we can do right now is from
between this when you.
Right.
Upload that.
Yeah,
we'll look at
post
the
this. We'll dick around.
Imagine if it looked like something. You remember the System of a Down shirt where it showed all the members on the front and they're all little people.
Justin or John Corey, explain this rock paper scissors real quick before the podcast ends.
It's rock paper scissors. You know, have you heard the explanation of it yet? Of this whole thing. All right, rock paper scissors. We played this game. It was rock paper scissors balls. All right. And I've only played it once, and it was funnier than shit. So it's like, almost like you're setting up like a duel. You're back to back, and you got your eyes closed like this.
Okay.
And you hold your shit out like that. And you go rock, paper, scissors, and whoever loses,
on the third.
Someone else hits them in the fucking balls.
Oh,
is that what this is?
That's what that is. Now,
okay.
I think I altered it now to
I'd
where
I'd rather get taste again hitting the balls. I'll honestly say that right now.
Yeah,
I altered it now to either.
Listen to
you,
that,
can, you can take one to the balls, take a taser, or take a shot. Or not a shot,
how
but
how
get shot.
Running?
Oh, get okay.
Are we trying to do like one for each, basically?
That's cool. I
think you just pick one.
First off, this won't last too long.
Right? Are we
going to
run
we
like
need
three
to group
of us.
That with something else?
Yeah, we'll have to. Right.
But we
got to
group
it
with
so
something.
So we can have three of us sitting in like a triangle, but it's not sitting, but standing.
No,
in a triangle,
got, two on two,
backs to each other.
All right, say if you did it,
yeah, we need to go.
You lost. I would pick, or someone would pick, whatever. So I could tase you, shoot you, or kick you in the balls.
Well, here's the thing, though.
I've been maced, but I have never been tased.
I'm a big mace, dude. Man, you get maced.
I got
cattle
prodded.
No.
It was terrible.
Justin, tell him.
What?
Mace I'm so good. I'm so good
it's,
at maced.
We've
probably,
got
gas before, but
it's probably an hour.
Yeah. I'm good. But I want this to go on a little bit, not just one hitter quitter with mace.
No, here's the thing, though. If we had all three of us, okay, you put your backs to each other, basically, like, almost like a pyramid, like how this is.
Yeah.
You know, you got three points. So we'd have our backs to each other, and then you have somebody else on the outside.
Yeah.
A random person.
Yeah.
Who would decide it. So they would do it, and then
dude,
that way we're all
want
three
it,
involved at
no,
the same time.
But it doesn't make sense.
A one fucking ordeal thing.
Yeah.
You don't
no.
want it a terminate.
That's dumb.
The person that's out, the person that gets hit with whatever first, they're out.
That's
then
dumb.
The second person, it's elimination.
It's rock, paper, scissors, dude. I mean, it's only
right,
one,
man.
Two, three. So
yeah.
If there's three,
elimination. We might have some more.
We all have
this.
A different fucking thing. No
hey, how do you guys never pick rock, paper, scissors with more than two people?
It's stupid. It's just a bad idea.
If you
idea.
Guys both get scissors and I have paper, then I'm out. Bam, I get whatever the
yeah,
president is.
Shit.
Then I'm out. Then it's just you all right, two versus each other.
Justin just wants fucked either way. So.
Justin is a faggot. We'll figure
wow.
something out.
This nigger.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Part two coming
part two.
In hot.
Yeah, baby.